The Holy Spirit and the Son have the same mission, and that is our salvation. The Son and the Spirit are two distinct persons of the Holy Trinity, but are inseparable. The Son, with his human nature, offers himself as the innocent lamb led to the slaughter to take away the sin of the world and our own personal sins. The Holy Spirit confirms him in this mission, as we saw John declare in the Gospel. As St. Gregory of Nyssa pointed out, there is no perceptible distance between the skin and the oil when we are anointed. There's no distance, no perceptible distance that we can even reason or sense, right, between the oil that anoints and the skin. Just so, there is no perceptible distance between the Son and the Holy Spirit. Two distinct persons, but they are one in their mission. And this gospel passage reaffirms a couple very important points related to that for us. One, that Jesus had a real human nature. And secondly, the social effects of sin. Jesus' human nature was integral to his taking away the sin of the world and our own personal sins. How many times have we said in our weakness, "I'm only human"? I'm only human. Sin, though, is the least human thing about us, because it's a misuse of our freedom. And it's that Jesus came to take away, the sin of the world and our own personal sins. And that phrase, "the sin of the world," describes the social nature of sin. Scripture often talks about Israel sinning in common, and God to have visited the sins of the fathers on the third and fourth generations, because he wants to punish these children of their for the sins of their ancestors? No. But it shows how connected we are, and that what is done in one generation affects many others. In the apparitions of Our Lady of Fatima to Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco, the 100th anniversary of which we celebrate this year, she made known to them that the current war, that was World War I, was because of the sins of humanity. She requested the rosary be prayed for peace and for an end to that war. Injustice committed to our fellow human beings and war are consequences of so much hatred, aggression, and selfishness lived out on a personal level. And the visible cumulative effect of these personal sins is something like war. Our Lady asked these children, would they be willing to suffer and pray for peace, and for the world, for humanity? They agreed, and they suffered greatly in many ways, not least of which was not being believed by their families. Two of the three, they went home to their families, and they were accused of making it up, just stories from children, and this hurt them very deeply. So is this message of Our Lady an indication that there was something lacking in the suffering of Christ, in his taking away the sins of the world and the sin of the world? Was there something lacking in the cross of Christ, in that sacrifice? Not at all. But when people refuse to accept the sacrifice of the Lamb and show ingratitude for such kindness on the part of this innocent one who took upon our sins, then sin abounds. Sin remains a power in the world. That's undeniable. But we must remember that the power of sin is easily vanquished by the power of prayer and penance and sacrifice. How mysterious and disturbing it is, then, that sin can affect so many people across so many generations. But at the same time, how wonderful it is that the sacrifices and prayers and penances offered by certain individuals can have the same counter effect. The Lamb of God, with his one sacrifice, took away the sin of the world and our sins. The sufferings of Lucia and Jacinta and Francisco helped even you and me. And the penances we take upon ourselves help our family and friends and the whole world overcome sin. And this is how connected we are in our humanity, how connected we are in our humanity to the humanity of Christ, the Lamb of God. As Gregory of Nyssa pointed out, there is no distance between the oil of anointing and the skin. There is no distance between our prayers and sacrifices when they're offered for others in the name of the mission of the Son and the Spirit. We can offer our prayers and sacrifices for family and friends across the country or for Christians across the world. And as we pray at this Mass, Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, before we receive Holy Communion, does somebody come to mind for us? As we pray that Agnus Dei, does somebody come to mind who maybe needs their sins taken away? Who maybe needs healing in some area? Maybe even someone we need to forgive? And we're so connected that we can then receive Holy Communion for that person, asking God to wipe away their sins, to grant them forgiveness, grant them that peace and that healing that they need, and maybe even ask God to send a small suffering our way so that we can suffer for that person and atone for their sins. And we trust that this will help that person because you've been anointed and you receive Holy Communion. So then your mission is the same as the mission of the Son and the Spirit, to take away the sins of the world.